Hello guys, welcome back to another episode. Hope you guys are doing great. You can probably notice that there's a little bit off with the audio. Not with my usual recording setup, but we'll do what we can. Now, today we're talking about the Samsung Galaxy F04. And this is just one of those budget phones that they release overseas. But I still like covering these phones, you know. A phone's a phone. And so this one is only around $100. Around 99 euros over there in the European market, but basically around 100 bucks here in the United States. So if you want to import it for whatever reason, this is a good, you know, side phone that you just do whatever with, and or it could just be a genuine phone that you give someone like of older age, or just a little kid who wants a phone, but you know that they're not going to take care of it, so might as well not spend too much money on that phone. Now, let's get started. All right, so let's get started with this. This is a phone that was just released around January 4th. And so it's not anything new here. Well, relatively new. It's only been a month. Now, we do have, for the body of the phone, we have a glass front, plastic back, plastic frame. You know how the story goes with these, you know, budget phones. Now, moving on to the display, we have a 6.5-inch LCD panel. Not going to be the greatest for outdoor viewing or just in general, like viewing angles. It's not going to be great, but honestly, a pretty big size, and you do have a decent resolution at 720 by 1600 pixels, so you do have a somewhat decent, I mean, it's not going to be great because it is a big screen, but I think it'll be fine, especially for little kids. You won't really care. I mean, as long as they can see their content, like, it doesn't really matter. Now, moving on to the platform, we do have Android 12 with One UI core, and this does run on the MediaTek Helio P35, which is not exactly a flagship processor. Obviously, for around $100, you get one of the worst processors to ever exist. In the modern smartphone market. So we do have a 12 nanometer chipset, which isn't exactly great. You have the PowerVR GE8320 for the GPU. So the fact that I've never heard that kind of, you know, concerns me, but it is what it is. Moving on to the memory, we do have micro SD card expansion. We only have one model of internal configuration, which is 64 gigabytes with 4 gigs of RAM. Not that big of a deal for what it is. We have, for the main camera, we have two cameras. We have 13 megapixel primary sensor and a 2 megapixel depth sensing lens. So the depth sensing lens is not going to be a big deal. You're mainly just going to use that 13 megapixel camera. And you can record 1080p at 30 frames per second. As for the selfie camera, we do have a 5 megapixel f2.2 lens. So I don't know how well the selfies are going to come out. I really doubt it's going to be anything spectacular, but I don't think it's really all that important on a phone that's only $100. You can record 1080p at 30 frames per second as well on the front. And for the speakers, we do have a loudspeaker at the bottom. Yes, we also have a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, so there's still a little bit of hope in that sense. You know, there's at least on the very lowest end phones, Samsung's including the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. Now, moving on to Wi-Fi, it does have that. You'd kind of expect that on a phone. Bluetooth 5.0, GPS, no NFC, and it's running on USB-C 2.0. Now, for the battery, it is a big battery, so 5,000 milliamp hours. So that's pretty big. I would say that it will last easy all day, maybe even 2 days on light usage. So battery life is not going to be any sort of problem. It's a slow processor, and it's a, despite it being a big display, it's not bright, and it's not going to be like really sharp. So that battery will be more than enough, I think, for a lot of people, especially if you are looking at this phone. Battery life is probably going to be the thing that keeps you using this phone, aside from anything else. And it'll be, I would say, a decent or a good phone for just like a throwaway phone, just a whatever phone that you may have laying around. Now, we do have 15 watts of wired charging, so no wireless charging and no reverse wireless charging, obviously. Pretty much basic bare bones specs on this phone. It does come in two colors, jade purple and opal green. My personal favorite would be purple. I have a thing for purple, not just that color, but like red and gold, as well as white. I like a lot of colors, but I don't think I have necessarily a favorite color. I just like a lot of colors. It does look pretty nice. I would say in terms of design, which is not something I always talk about, it's always like a subsection that I just never address, or I just barely mention a couple of notes. But one thing I'm introducing for this year is talking about the design. So the design is not far off from the flagships that we're going to see, like the S23 and the whole lineup there. Because if you look at the back of the phone, you have those individual floating cameras in a very vertical sense and style. And the flash LED is off to the side. So very Samsung-like design, very 2022, 2023 kind of design that we're seeing on this phone, which is really cool because, you know, when you buy a budget phone, it's really nice to have that premium look, which is what a lot of manufacturers tend to do, especially at this price point. And so this gives off that premium vibe, at least on the backside, you know, as a very reflective back. So it looks like it might be glass when it's in reality, it's plastic. And then you have that, you know, very minimalistic design on the back with the cameras. So it gives a more sophisticated look. On the front, however, you will notice that it is a budget phone. You have the black bars on the screen, and you will see that, especially at the bottom of the phone, at the chin, you will see a little bit of thickness on those black bars. And then that little, what they call a water drop notch, is still there. I don't get it. I mean, to some degree, I get it, but like, I wish there was a better way to implement a futuristic or a more modern-looking design without using this notch. Like, it just looks weird. I don't know. Some people, it may not even bother them, but like, for me, I just really don't like it. Aside from that, I think the design of the phone is fantastic. It has the same button placement as you do on the flagship and pretty much every Samsung, starting from like the S21, I believe, or S20 or S21, when Samsung moved all the buttons onto the right-hand side. Some people like it, some people hate it. I personally like it. It makes it easier for me to just know that they're all on one side. But I also get the counter argument of you accidentally press the power button instead of the volume down button. I get that too. That's happened to me before, so I understand the frustration there. But for me, I personally don't really mind them being all on the same side. So you will have that. In terms of design, it literally looks like almost any other Samsung phone, and it looks great on the back. As for the front, like I said, it's a budget phone. You're going to know it, and it just is what it is at $100. So that was it for this episode. Sorry for being delayed yesterday. I wasn't able to record, which is what I normally do. I normally record on Mondays and publish them that same day, but I was busy unexpectedly throughout the day, so I didn't come home till like around 11. And so, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you made it all the way to the end, thank you so much. You are a gem, and I will see you guys in the next one. Till then, peace.